Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Major carbon capture project to finish construction next month. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Carbon capture's hoped-for leap from the lab to the market will take a step forward next month. According to the Casper Star Tribune, after almost 5 months, Japanese manufacturer Kawasaki Heavy Industries and its partner, Japan Carbon Frontier Organization, will officially complete construction on their carbon capture testing system at the Wyoming Integrated Test Center here in Gillette on October 9th. Holly Krutka, director of the University of Wyoming School of Energy Resources, which manages the ITC, said in a statement, "It is exciting to see KHI's progress on completing the construction of their test facility, and we look forward to supporting their long-term performance testing. It's also exciting to see the large-scale pilot being built by Membrane Technology and Research, which is also underway." Kawasaki Heavy Industries' project is a solid sorbent carbon capture system which uses physical or chemical absorption to capture carbon dioxide. It aims to show this technology is viable for commercial development to large-scale power plants. The demonstration is one of two major carbon capture projects in Wyoming that broke ground at the ITC in May. The other, headed by California-based gas separation developer Membrane Technology and Research, is still under construction. Both projects will use flue gas from Gillette's Dry Fork Station to test their approaches to capturing carbon dioxide. Kawasaki Heavy Industries and Japan Carbon Frontier Organization will host the ceremony making completion of construction of their carbon capture project on October 9th at 3 p.m. Before the ceremony, there will be a tour of the Kawasaki Heavy Industries facility at 2 p.m. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.